starts recording. Hi everyone, it's Jo and this is my audio mo for day 10, and I thought I'd talk a little bit about the authors that I like, seeing as I have heard today that Diana Gabaldon has the next in her series, the Outlander series. I think it's out today on iTunes, I think, and iBooks you can get it from. It's an absolutely fantastic series. I love it, and I know there are other people on Audioboo that have mentioned her books. Basically, it's about a lady called Claire, and she, I think it's during the Second World War. It's a long time since I read the first book. She is in Scotland, and she steps through a circle of standing stones and is transported back hundreds of years, and she meets a man called Jamie Fraser and consequently falls in love with him. And yes, it is a love story, but there is an awful lot of history as well. The research done by Diana is amazing. There are lots of different parts of the world visited throughout the series of books. There's an awful lot of history about clan wars in Scotland. There's some French history, some US history. There's an awful lot, some British history. It's very, very well written. The books are very long. You can get most of them from the RNIB Talking Book Service for anybody who uses those. But I think you can get them all on probably iBooks. Hopefully you'll be able to get them on Audible, but I don't know. I don't use Audible really. But I'm really looking forward to getting hold of this one. I think it's called Written in My Own Heart's Blood. And I think it's book 8 of the series. But if you like, you like longer books, really good novels, something to sink your teeth into, then Diana Gabaldon is, if you like historical fiction, with also a bit of romance thrown in, then it's certainly worth a go. The first one, I think, is called Cross Stitch. And then, obviously, there are 8. Definitely worth the read. I'm really varied in my reading material. I do like a little bit of romance and chick lit and stuff like that, but not too much. I used to read a lot of Frederick Forsyth, but I ran out of books to read. The Day of the Jackal, Dogs of War, love that kind of thing. I've read a lot of Wilbur Smith books because I love the knowledge that he has of South Africa, particularly his Courtney series of books. When the Lion Feeds, and The Burning Shore, and A Time to Die, which is a particular favourite of mine, about Sean Courtney. Love his books. Don't like the Ballantine series quite so much, or the Egyptian books, but his Courtney series and his standalone books are wonderful. I also like Dean Koontz. My favourite Dean Koontz book is Watchers, which is brilliant. It's about a laboratory that is doing work on animals, and two of the animals escape. And one of them is a golden retriever who is super intelligent. And the other one is, well, pretty much a demon creature, really. You never know through the book really what the animal was originally, because he's been changed so much. And it is a story of good and evil, but it is a very, very cleverly written story. I think it's Dean Koontz at his best, and I've read it twice, and I will probably read it again in my lifetime. I just love it. But I like some of his other books as well. I like some Stephen King, not all, but I do like some. I like some James Herbert, but again, not all. I'm not that into things like The Rats, but I enjoyed The Secret of Critchley Hall, I think it was, and a few others. I'm also a real lover of Jodie Picoult. She wrote My Sister's Keeper, and she's brilliant. I read one recently called Lone Wolf, and again, she does an awful lot of research. Near us, I can't remember if it's Devon or Cornwall, but it's not too far away from here. there's a man who knows pretty much everything about wolves, he does courses. I think you can go and actually have a wolf experience with him. It costs a lot of money though, I think. But she actually visited to do the research for her book, and it's about a man who lives with wolves for a time to understand them, and then he keeps them in packs and works with them and really understands them in a way that nobody else really does. And he has an accident and he's in hospital, and the story of the background and everything, what led to this point, is told alternately by him, his ex-wife, his son and his daughter, and a couple of other characters. And it really is very good. The debate is basically whether life support should be turned off or not, and there's a lot of guilt involved by various family members, but it really is a very good book, very well written, and again a lot of really good research. So she's somebody else that I would recommend. Who else do I like? I read a book called The Other Hand, which I think I did a review on Audio Boo. I think it's called by someone called Chris Cleave, I think it is. That's very good. Who else do I like? Oh, all sorts. I like Elizabeth Elgin because she writes war stories, and I love the human interest. I love learning about what it was like, not just for the soldiers or for the airmen or the sailors during the war, but actually for people who were left behind, really. The public who had to do war work, and you know, who lost husbands, sons, and you know, women died in the war as well. But I love the human interest. And she again is there's romance involved with Elizabeth Elgin, but she's very good. There's all kinds of books. I'm reading a Leslie Pierce at the moment. Again, a little bit of romance involved, but you know, good stories at the same time. So I tend to try and alternate. I'll read something that's more in depth and takes a bit more concentration, you know, maybe like a Jodi Picoult or a Stephen King or something, or a Dean Koontz, and then I'll read something a bit more kind of easygoing, maybe like a Leslie Pierce or and Elizabeth Elgin. And that's not to say that they're flippant books. They're good in their own right, but I do tend to alternate between what I read, really. Who else? I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that really stands out. There are loads. I mean, I've read Sue Grafton. She writes about a private investigator in America called Kinsey Milhone, and each book is a letter of an alphabet. So A is for alibi, B is for probably, I don't know, I think it might be burglar or burglary, C is for corpse, D is for deadbeats, things like that. But they're all an investigation that Kinsey is undertaking, and they're easy to read, really. They're quite good. So yeah, that's just a little insight into the kind of books that I like to read. I had to trim this a little bit at the end, so I've gone back, so it might be a little bit disjointed just there. But yeah, that's just a little insight, but there's absolutely loads more, and I'm always looking for new authors to read. So yeah, just a little taster. Anyway, I'm going to go and get this uploaded before day 10 is out. So I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. And I'll chat to you again tomorrow. Bye.